Chapter 1. Sunday, February 8th, 2015. Emily. The warm air of the home envelops Emily in a long-overdue embrace as she and her boyfriend step inside. The appealing aromas coming from the kitchen lift the corners of her mouth as she slides her coat from her shoulders. Inhaling deeply, her stomach growls in anticipation. Anxious? Or hungry? Emily contemplates the question for a fleeting moment as she places a hand over her stomach to quell the gurgling sound. An unsettling feeling has followed her since she flipped the calendar to February 8 days ago. "We're here!" Emily calls out, looping her purse strap over the banister railing. "In the kitchen!" Veronica calls back over the hum of the oven fan. "Dinner is almost ready!" Ryan, Emily's boyfriend of 2 years, is a short step behind her as they enter the recently renovated farmhouse-style kitchen. A knowing glance over her shoulder tussles her brunette waves while confirming Ryan's delight as the sight of Sunday dinner comes into view. He licks his lips as he watches Veronica pull an extra-large casserole dish of bubbling lasagna from the wall oven.
"Smells good!"
Ryan steps forward to close the oven door behind Veronica before placing a peck on her cheek.
"I know it is your favorite."
Veronica beams at Ryan as she fans the air with her oven mitt, then turns her attention toward Emily.
"Hey, Em. It's good to see you."
Veronica steps forward and folds Emily into a warm embrace, both of them leaning into one another momentarily before Emily grabs the salad tongs and begins tossing the greens in Caesar dressing.
"Anything I can do?"
Ryan asks, stepping out of the way. Veronica and Emily move about the kitchen, both of them in time with the familiar dance of preparing a meal together.
"Hey, Ryan."
Colin enters the room, a bottle of red wine in one hand. Though his button-down collared shirt is missing its weekday jacket and tie tonight, Colin's erect posture oozes the confidence of a man at ease in front of a crowded courtroom. His athletic build tells tales about his age, and only his broad smile causing crinkles near the edges of his eyes gives away his 50 years of life experience. Ryan extends his hand for a friendly shake before Colin crosses the hardwood floor, wrapping Emily in a fierce hug.
"Hey, kiddo. How are you doing?"
Emily's face lights up as she returns his hug.
"Em, you've got the salad?"
Veronica pivots, surveying the granite kitchen island. The shimmering silk of her navy blouse ripples as she moves, its hem tucked into her dark skinny jeans.
"Okay, I think we are all set. Let's eat."
The four of them settle into the dining room chairs. The new plush chairs add an elegant contrast to the antique dining table, Emily thinks as she takes her place beside Ryan. Veronica, with the seasoned hand of a woman who entertains frequently, dishes lasagna onto the men's plates while Emily reaches for a piece of crusty garlic bread before filling her own plate with the cheesy casserole. Fork in hand, Emily chases a rogue noodle around her plate. She fills the air with chatter about her upcoming work project.
"Mr. Holt says the archives haven't been touched in decades. He says he'd be amazed if I am able to make heads or tails of them by the end of the summer."
From across the table, Colin's gray eyes beam at Emily as she pauses to take a bite of bread.
"I'm sure you are just the person for the job, Em."
"I hope so. I know it will be an insane amount of work, but I am really looking forward to the challenge. I've never worked with church records before, and I certainly don't have any experience with documents as old as these. I guess I always imagined records of this age would be displayed behind glass, safely under lock and key in a library or a museum. I definitely didn't think they would be sitting in a basement storage room, gathering dust."